The ritual which follows has imagery based largely on the biblical apocalypse of St. John. It is taken from three sources. The first is chapter 13 of the Apocalypse. The second is The Vision and the Voice by Aleister Crowley. The third is the Grimoire of Honorius, also known as the Constitution of Pope Honorius the Great. The fourth are portions of the traditional Latin Mass. And the fifth, brief excerpts from the magical manuscripts of Dr. John Dee. The ritual may be performed solitarily or in a group. There is a central section regarding an offering. This may be sexual, or it may take the form of some other matter common to both voodoo and all serious magic. There follows a Eucharist, which is not nearly as Christian as it looks at first glance. The ritual deliberately utilizes images from the Apocalypse, the Beast in Babylon, among others, as substitutes for the two principles which must be united to arouse the Kundalini force. If those images scare you because of childhood training, that's very good. The altar may be a table, as in a Western church, with appropriate images. Let your imagination and your libido run wild. Or an appropriately large space on a carpeted floor, supplied with cushions, especially if the sexual aspect is to be more than symbolic. If specific beings aside from the Babylon beast symbology are to be evoked, their symbols or images may be placed upon the altar, or other appropriate symbols. To begin with, the celebrant stands in the middle of the ritual space and recites to the four quarters of the compass the evocation of the king demons of the four quarters.